And he's pointing out, we operate on God's timetable, not ours. And, you know, this is something I think that we struggle with, is we're not going to stumble if we're on God's timetable. And that's what he's saying. But I find the response and a little bit more of the dialogue that goes on here. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he's asleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. I love Thomas. Why? Because a lot of times, I'm a Thomas. Thomas responds and says, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, which means twin. There's a question that maybe Matthew is his twin brother. Unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. You get that? See, Thomas demonstrates for us a type of lack of faith, really. Something he's going to have to deal with. And as you know, Jesus does deal with it. But you know that song we hummed earlier? This is my Father's world. Do we really believe that? Or do we not really think that God is in control? Do you see what I mean? The lack of faith there. You know, I'm okay to get out on the ice, but I'm not totally sure it can hold me. Right? Okay? Thomas is struggling with this. But do you notice the step of faith that he takes? Let us go. Yeah, I don't think this is going to turn out well, but let us go. You know, one of the steps of faith that we can take when we struggle, when we're questioning whether God really knows what he's doing, whether he's really in control, is to overtly decide, I'm going to trust him. Would you ever have thought that toilet paper could disappear so quickly? Did it not demonstrate how fragile life is? I think for a lot of people, the whole COVID thing just showed our modern world how fragile it is. Shake it a little. And let's face it, yeah, there are a lot of people who've died from COVID. But honestly, it's like a bad flu season. You with me here? And it's enough to mess up the entire world. This is my Father's world. Do I really believe he's in control or not? He is. Will I have faith to step out on the ice? But that's the first one that we see. And it goes on, and it says, then they came and found that he had been laying in the grave already 4 days. Now Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. It's kind of interesting in their days. You know, today someone dies. What do? You send flowers, right? That's the typical kind of thing. In that day and age, you went to a week of mourning, okay? And if you couldn't be there, you sent a mourner, a professional mourner, okay? I mean, that's just a societal thing that they did. And it says, and many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. When Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this, Martha? Her response is fascinating. She said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. What's interesting is the way that this gets expressed. It's not just like, oh, I believe this. No. She's expressing, I have believed this, and to this point in time, I still believe this. Hey, Martha had good doctrine, okay? Her faith was good. But you know, Martha was struggling from something else. This too I have a problem with. Yep, I believe God is in control. I believe God can do it. I don't think he's going to do anything. Ever been there? Oh, guys, come on. The church has always struggled with this. Okay? Let me tell you. Acts chapter 12. You've got James, the disciple, has just been killed. Okay? And Peter has been imprisoned by Herod. Okay? You with me here? You know the story? Okay. So you got Peter in prison. Remember, he's chained. He got guards around him all the time. And what is the church doing? Scripture tells us the church is having an all-night prayer meeting. Okay? 24/7, they're praying. And in the middle of the night, an angel comes and, you know, whacks Peter and says, get up. The chains fall off of him. He gets up. The soldiers are all asleep. He walks to the prison, and it says the door of the prison opens on its own, and he walks out into the city, and the angel was gone, and he was left there. He's kind of pinching himself because he's saying, is this real? Am I just dreaming this? He realizes it's real, so he goes over to where he knows the church will have been gathered, and he gets there, and he knocks at the door. And you know the story. The young servant girl, Rhoda, she comes to the door. Who is it? Hey, remember, they've just killed James. Peter's in prison. This is scary. Rhoda, it's me, Peter. I love what happens. It's Peter. He's at the door. And she's so excited. She runs back in. Because remember, everyone has been praying around the clock. You with me here? Okay. She's so excited. She forgets to open the door. That's what happens. She runs in. It's Peter. He's at the door. And of course, all the people that have just stopped praying because Rhoda has interrupted them. Rhoda, Rhoda, Rhoda. Peter's in prison. He's not at the door. No. Really, it's Peter. I love what the next thing they do. Maybe it's his spirit. Peter's already dead. Guys, that's not even biblical. Okay? And yet they go to that. What have they just been doing? They have been praying around the clock for Peter's release. It happens, and they won't believe it. You with me? Are we ever like that? Are we Marthas? Our doctrine can be right. We can be doing the right things, but we don't really believe God will act. Now, we all know that God is in charge and he'll do what needs to be done, right? But do I believe that God will act. A real issue. Well, getting back to John chapter 11. As soon as she had heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. I've skipped the verse. 28. And she said, and when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, his sister, secretly, saying, "The master is come, and he calls for you." And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha had met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when she saw that Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "Ooh, she's going to the grave to weep," which would have been an appropriate thing in their culture to do. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. It's interesting that the word here that they're using for weeping. You ever notice when someone like gets killed in the Middle East, a lot of times you'll see it in TV, how there's the wailing that goes on? That's what they're talking about here. This is not sitting in the corner silently crying. This is wailing. Okay? That's the idea. And Jesus looked at this and says he groaned in his spirit. Saying he grumbled in his spirit would be a wrong way of describing it, but it's somewhere in that thinking. He found this upsetting. Death. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Shortest verses in the English Bible. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused even this man, that should he not have died?" They got it. Couldn't Jesus have stopped this? Well, of course he could have. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Just like with Thomas, here's that point. Martha, do you believe? And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it." In other words, he spoke it out loud. "That they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, "Loose him and let him go." You know, this is such an impressive thing that happened that to this day, the town of Bethany is no longer called Bethany. In Arabic, the town name reads the town of Lazarus. This has never been forgotten. Significant. And scripture says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him." But the next verse is sad. "But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus had done." Now there's our third issue with faith. You know, I talked about the three men on the shore wanting to cross the lake. What about the guy who stood there and said, "I'm not getting out in the lake"? He doesn't believe at all. And this is the third thing that we see here. The ones that saw Lazarus raised from the dead and decided to go and talk to the leadership, the Pharisees, about it. Can you imagine? You lived there in Bethany, little town. In those days and age, you knew everybody. You heard that Lazarus was sick. In fact, you heard the day that he died. You were among the people who carried him to the tomb. But 4 days later, he walked out. But I will not believe. I'm going to go talk to the Pharisees. I would trust that there's no one here this morning with that lack of faith. But folks, one of the things you see through here is taking those steps of faith. And sometimes it's hard. We see the world around us. What should we do? Take the small step of faith that's put before us. Maybe it's just talk to that other person. Or like we heard from the mission story this morning, invite the person to watch online, whatever the case may be. Folks, we should be people of faith because, you know, this is my Father's world. And we talked about, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Are we, as people of faith, going to live that way or not? Let's close with a word of prayer. Then I'll turn the service back over.